When Northwestern sophomore Luke Almany moved from Colorado to Florida this summer to work on a farm, he was in for more than just the experience of living in a swing state that refuses to swing. In fact, amidst the heat and humidity, Almany realized he had maskne.
There's a point where, like, I looked in the mirror and I, like, really just, like, got actually upset because I really had, like, I had bad acne in high school, and then I really had kind of gotten under control at, like, the end of high school, beginning of college. So then, like, when I saw everything going crazy again, like, I actually just got, like, very upset at one point.
As if there was a need for more to worry about in the midst of a pandemic and unending election, acne caused by face masks, often referred to as maskne, is unfortunately a very real phenomenon. And according to Northwestern dermatologist, Dr. Rupal Kundu, is all too common.
Yes, I was in clinic earlier today and I saw a handful of patients with maskne. Really had not experienced any breakouts prior to and are having it very, very localized under the mask. It seems to be look like acne in the sense that they're usually pretty inflamed bumps or what we call papules, but I do indeed think it's a very real phenomenon.
So real that the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology found that out of 700 medical workers surveyed from Hubei, China, 97% experienced skin damage from antiviral protection measures like N95 masks, with over 83% of respondents experiencing the skin damage and irritation on their nose.
I've noticed that, like, where I break out, it tends to be in, like, pretty much, like, the edges of my mask. So I got, like, a bad one on the bridge of my nose, and I tend to get it, like, where the mask kind of ends. So I think, like, pretty much, like, around the perimeter of the mask is where I get, like, the most breakouts these days. But I think, honestly, what contributes to it most is just, like, stress. It's been, like, you know, just a real stressful year.
And as fun as acne is alone, he's right. The stress of being in a pandemic in an increasingly politically polarized nation doesn't help.
So I think when it comes to stress, and we can think of stress as physiological stress, emotional stress, and all different formats, can worsen skin disease indirectly. So I definitely don't think stress causes something to occur, but it can be associated because what happens when we're stressed? We don't eat as well. We don't sleep as well. We don't take care of our skin, our body in the same way. And there's also like something happening internally, physiologically when we have stress.
Okay, so we're stressed and that isn't good. But what about if we don't live in the hot Florida humidity like Almany or in the oppressive summers of Hubei? Are Midwesterners safe from maskne's wrath? Well, not exactly.
We think about an area like Chicago or the Midwest, we have four seasons. And because of that, our skin is like kind of ever adapting and changing. And although it's colder, we suddenly have the heat on. And so there are all these different kind of factors at play.
So the question remains, how can we help stop maskne?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of different steps. First is to keep things simple. So cleansing the face and keeping things as clean as possible. If your skin is prone to be dry, definitely moisturizing. And most people hydrate their skin every day. So keeping that routine, having a mask that is clean and well fit, it's snug on the face. There's not a lot of movement. Using natural fabrics like cotton, even if you need to be wearing, layers, it's okay. So cotton to be against the skin, and then potentially putting on one of the more disposable type of masks over that. Cleaning the masks, regularly as well. Not wearing a lot of makeup underneath in terms of limiting occlusion to the area. As well, hydrating your lips, even with like just good old plain Vaseline for the lip care underneath. And then if possible and safe, taking little hiatuses from the mask, when you can, and again, it has to be a safe environment, getting it off for 15 minutes every 4 hours or so, just to allow your skin to breathe a little bit as well.
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.